Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view. You can email me at Bruce@BruceSalen, and you can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen. It is time for Spiritual Wrap with Pastor Drew Sams, who is a teaching pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village. Drew and his wife, Erica, live in Westlake Village, California, and are the proud parents of their first son, Judah Andrew Sams. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Bruce, thanks for having me on again.
I love it. Let's start with our usual health and welfare update on baby Drew, please.
Well, last week I shared with you that he took his first step the day before Mother's Day, and he has taking it up a notch.
Is he going all over the place?
I think he's like on the edge of like a jog. It's amazing.
I love it.
I can't tell if it's because he leans forward and he's trying to catch himself, putting his feet faster to keep himself from falling, but he's quick. So we're about to head on a flight to Texas in about 2 weeks. I know that's going to be quite the handful.
Oh, wow.
Does not want to be held, just loves having fun. It's
well,
great.
Well, hopefully he'll be chill and you'll be dope with it and you'll have a groovy time. And let's talk about kids' slang.
Wow. And it's hard for me, even all the years of being a high school pastor, to keep up with it. It's constantly changing. And then you've got, you know, different groups of kids using different slang terms where it's the same word but different definitions.
Oh, wow. That really can get confusing. Oh. Plus, we have all the acronyms. There are so few that I remember, and they're so proliferate now. So,
yeah, it's really amazing. You know, one of the things that's really helped me, and I shared with it to you on the break, is there's a website that actually helps you decode some of the slang that's being used today, especially the you know, the abbreviations and the acronyms. The website is internetslang.com. Internetslang.com. And what I love about it is it'll have at the top of that page what's trending right now. So people, you know, like me, are constantly looking on the internet, searching the internet, trying to find out what these things mean. So they compile all those searches to see the top 10 things that people are trying to figure out right now, most likely because they're being used a lot.
Okay, I'm going to test you.
Okay.
My son, my older son, who you know, Arnie, is his new thing is being a DJ. And he's going to be giving a concert on July 5th in the L.A. area, and I'll give details to it later. And it's at a really neat venue. And he asked me, he knows I have a couple young women friends that are sort of exotic for a variety of reasons. And he said, could you ask them if they'd come to the show and twerk for me?
What? I don't even know how to internet search it because I can't spell it.
Twerk. T-W-E-R-K is okay. What I think it is. Don't look it up. I'll tell you what it is.
Okay.
Okay, and I looked at him like, huh? Well, twerking is basically a slightly erotic dancing, shaking your booty, so to speak, at a music show. It's the girls that get up and are provocative, not taking clothes off or anything like that, but that's what twerking is.
So I think if I tried to twerk, I'd probably tweak my back.
Exactly. Plus, you'd look really foolish. So the irony was, before I knew what it was, I just thought for the fun of it, I would ask these girls if they would be open to coming to my son's show and twerking. And they just started giggling. Because I told them I didn't know what it meant. Before I asked them the question, I said, well, my son asked if you would do something. I don't know what it meant, but would you be interested in coming to his DJ show and twerking? And they just started laughing, and then they told me what it meant.
Well, that's how you learned it, not an internet search. But
well, I could have found out. Yeah. I just thought it'd be fun to ask them to do it, and I assumed it wasn't anything overly offensive, or my son wouldn't be asking me to ask a friend.
Yeah.
So anyway, so go on with what you were saying, and some of the words and slang that you've encountered as a pastor, and then I really want to know the words and slang that you might have grown up with.
Yeah, it's so funny because, you know, even my wife and I, we were having this conversation yesterday. There was a word on the back of a truck, and it was the word dank. And I don't know if you've heard that word at all.
D-A-N-K?
D-A-N-K.
Doesn't that mean just like cold and dark?
Yeah, that's what my wife thought. And I said, well, you know, it does, but also it's kind of transitioned to be a phrase used by stoners. Even the smell, I guess, of marijuana can be described as dank. And So that started to be used, but now there's kids using that. It's like the new form of cool. Or that's awesome.
Yeah.
Dank.
Wow.
And so my wife was like, two or three iterations removed from the evolution of that word to the reason why I think that kid had on the back of his truck. But it's hard to keep up. It's really, really
well.
Really,
I think it's actually fun. It keeps us young. It keeps us interested.
It is fun.
I will assert there's only one word, one slang word, other than swear words, that has stood the test of time, and every generation uses it. Do you know what it is?
Whew.
That has never gone out of favor.
Cool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think cool has worked forever.
Yeah.
I mean, you can watch West Side Story, and most of the slang in it really feels dated. But cool, man, cool doesn't.
That's so true.
That's the only one that I think. Anyway, go on with some of the words that you were talking about from today, and then I really want to know, given that we are a few generations removed from one another, as hard as that is for me to believe, what you and your wife grew up with.
Sure. You know, it's interesting. Even some of the kids today, they use the term decent. And, you know, when somebody uses the word decent, the way I define that is, yeah, that's okay. Maybe nothing worth trying again, whether it's food that's decent or if it's you know, an experience is decent. But I asked this kid, so what do you mean by that? He says, oh, it doesn't get better than that.
Wow.
And I'm like, really? You're using the word decent to describe something unbelievably amazing? He says, yeah, of course, it was decent. He says, you don't want to. So in some ways, it's kind of that cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to overhype it. You just kind of play it off. So it's interesting, you know, as a kid, and maybe growing up in California, you know, you mentioned, you know, in the last segment from surfer culture, you know, I got gnarly.
Yeah.
Bodacious, epic, heavy even was a word that we used a lot. Heavy. It's so funny, just the things that we used to do. And now it's true. You know, we talked a moment ago about all the acronyms. Words can't contain all that we want to say, so we'll say ROFL.
Right.
Rolling on the floor laughing. And it's interesting even how the hashtag,
mm-hmm.
you know, now I hear kids using hashtag in everyday life, where somebody will say something and they'll respond with it. So this isn't, you know, typing on their phone, but they're responding in a face-to-face conversation. They'll say hashtag decent.
Really?
Yeah, it's so interesting.
Wow.
So now you've got the technology now influencing back to us how we communicate face-to-face. Really fascinating.
Well, the bottom line point to me is that as a parent, we need to be aware. And that just means our job is a little bit more complicated than it might otherwise be. But the internet does offer us all these outlets to go find out stuff that we couldn't necessarily have found out a few generations ago. So any one of these acronyms or any one of these slangs you could find on a site like internetslang.com. You know, I was just thinking there would be you could create, because I've seen you speak, you could create an incredible sermon around this topic. The use of language, number one, we all know has the power of good and evil. But then the understanding one another and not wanting understanding one another. One of the things I wrote about in the column was that my younger son literally at times speaks and uses words differently. I'm not talking about slang. And I used to get irritated with him because it didn't seem he'd understand a simple instruction that I had asked him to do. Go take out the trash. That's not the right example. And he'd look at me like he didn't know what I was talking about. And then I'd get irritated. I said, come on, I asked you to go take out the trash. What are you doing? And it turns out he processes language, not like a dyslexic. There's nothing dysfunctional with him. But he does process language in a slightly different way.
Mm.
And so rather than getting irritated, what I needed to do is ask him if he's understanding and then ask him to repeat back. Or if he's saying something to me that I'm not understanding, which, by the way, is great with your spouse, is repeat back to them. Is this what you mean? Before you get upset.
So, yeah, that's what they call the communication loop. So I communicate to you, and if you're able to communicate that back to me the way I intended, the communication loop has been completed. But often we don't care to finish that loop. So I think that's great advice, whether it's a spouse or a kid.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely with the women. I mean, it's their language and way of speaking is so foreign to me.
So true.
So how's my blog coming?
It's slowly but surely taking shape. I had to press pause a bit. A lot of weddings coming up, which is a lot of fun. And you to talk about the power of words, the words that a couple speak to one another and
beautiful.
We play witness to. You know, just very briefly, Proverbs 18:21,
mm-hmm.
written by Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived, said this: death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Wow. Good way to end this.
So true.
Good way to end this. We are out of time, so find Pastor Drew at Surfer Drew.
Surfer Drew all over the web.
All over the web, and soon we will have a blog up and going again because he's promised me.
Yes.
And I look forward to speaking with you next week.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you, Pastor Drew. Stay tuned for Jennifer Weberman, Dr. Weberman, for Therapy Talk.